went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. We're always loving to bring two people back together, whether you are quarantined or not, honey. I still want to see your face. I want to drink some wine and eventually I want to kiss it, but we're going to have to wait on that.
That's right. We love love, and that's why we have Shelly calling. Hey, Shelly.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, you know, we're just doing our thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So listen, who did you seem to spark the interest of?
Well, I met this guy named Colin on OkCupid, and honestly, you know, we really seem to have a lot of the same values, and we're both incredibly, you know, ambitious people, and it's so hard to find that in another person. And we were chatting for about a week, and it was just constant, nonstop, and the connection was so great. So we decided to have a video chat and you know, get to know each other a little bit more, because there's a lot of things going on that aren't working in my life right now, mm-hmm. as I'm sure everybody is feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it was so nice to have a refreshing new energy come into my life, somebody that I connected with on so many different levels. And so we had a little cocktail hour.
Love that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What is your beverage of choice?
Yeah.
You like a margarita on the rocks or?
That sounds good.
I am a Moscow Mule kind of gal.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, Shelly, when are we going out, girl?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So you had some fabulous cocktails. Now tell us what he looks like. Is he like super hot? Is he handsome? Is he blonde? Is he brunette? Is he a ginger?
He's got the most piercing green eyes I have ever seen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got brown hair. I assume he's tall. He looked tall.
Right.
But, you know, video chat. But he just has this smile, you know, like lines are all in the right places. Yeah. And I...
Jeez.
Honestly, I was really smitten.
Yeah. Hey, we're smitten too right now. You know,
yeah.
The image I have is like Tom Cruise and Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my image is
yeah.
of him right now. You know, with the green eyes. And okay, keep on, girl.
All right, keep going.
But there was something about him, the way his whole face lights up. Like, you know, when someone smiles and their eyes actually smile bigger than their mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That means
it was kind of like that.
I think that's really good. That's obviously you felt this like inner spark with him. Great conversation. So like what happened when you were like chatting with him?
Yeah.
Well, about like 45 minutes into this amazing conversation, my internet went out. You know, there was this connection. The call went out. I fixed everything and tried to call him back the next day and I couldn't reach him. And I messaged him on OkCupid and he didn't respond. I messaged him via text, you know, nothing. And I don't know. I really wanted to continue our conversation. And, you know, if we're not a good fit, I at least deserve to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is what we're going to do because, listen, a lot of people right now in our area, this is how they're communicating. I mean,
right.
It's the only way, right?
That's it.
So what we'll do, we'll play a song. And then when we get back, we'll call Colin and see, you know, what's up? Why is he not getting back to you? Because it sounds like you had a fabulous 45 minutes of pleasure, honey, staring at each other and having a Moscow Mule. It's coming up next. Hopefully a second date between Shelly and Colin with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Loving the fact that, you know, we are still trying to get connected more than ever because, listen, we're lonely. We're tired of looking at people that we are stuck with. Either it's your dog you're staring at or maybe it's your mom. You know, it happens.
Right.
But if you're living alone, sometimes, you know, you want to go on some dating sites still and meet people.
That is right. This is a perfect time. And that's why Shelly is calling for a second date with Colin. They met on OkCupid and she found they have a lot of the same values in common. Like, they're both very ambitious and she just saw these qualities that you really need to find in a partner. So they did a video chat and she said he had these piercing green eyes, which you had us at green eyes.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they were on the call, having a great time. And then all of a sudden there was a disconnection. There's something that happened with her internet. She fixed it. She called him back the next day, but she can't reach him now.
Right.
So.
All right, Miss Shelly, are you ready? We're going to give him a call.
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Colin?
Oh. Yeah, this is Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Hey.
So I hear you have some fabulous green piercing eyes. Would that be true?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm glad you
asked. Okay, all right.
He obviously is not feeling the connection with me.
He's not.
He might with you. This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93 Run Jams. You know, just a little radio station out here. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm fine. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
You know, we're just working.
Yeah.
Making money.
That's right.
So listen.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, well, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Listen, the word out on the street, especially in the quarantine life that we are all leading, because, you know, that the struggle is real right now, that you have caught the eye, because we hear you do have beautiful green eyes, from another woman that you met on OkCupid. Do you remember Miss Shelley?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay.
Colin doesn't sound very excited.
You don't sound excited.
Yeah. Do you remember having this great conversation, like 45 minutes, enjoying some cocktails?
I mean, I do. And then, like, after, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, I see her boyfriend walking into the room in the chat. And you could tell that Shelly wasn't expecting him.
What?
And, like, her face went totally, like, white. And then I just slammed the computer shut. And I was just like, this is so stupid.
Wait. Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely not, like, just her reaction on her face. It was definitely not like a roommate or a brother. It was like definitely, I mean, I'm 100% sure.
Did he have dark hair and green piercing eyes?
I don't know. I couldn't see that far.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You know what? Because that is enough to hear. I want to hear definitely what Shelly has to say, because listen, Colin, she is on the phone. You are on Second Date Update, so say hello.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi, Colin.
Shelly. Who's the naked guy in your room?
Right.
I understand that could have been very jarring to see, and I apologize. Unfortunately, before this whole thing started, I was having issues with my relationship, and we have since decided to part ways. However, we are still sheltering in place together because it is not the time. To find a new apartment. And as soon as this is over and we are able to, you know, go out and live our lives again, he will be out of the picture completely. The fact that he was there is probably why I was so shocked. We have been trying really hard to respect each other's space and, you know, not interfere, but I'm getting very lonely. And, you know, it's really hard to share a space with someone that you shared so much with before, and now it just tense all the time.
Yeah.
And
well, we hear this a lot on Dr. Phil. I mean, yeah. I've been watching that all the time. Relationships are getting ruined. Divorces are on the rise.
True.
And people are having more affairs than ever. So
yeah,
I don't know how they're doing that. But here's the thing, Colin. So obviously, you know, she's just admitting it's true. She's trying to be safe. They're trying to be responsible. I mean, it's a little weird, of course, that, you know, he's in your bedroom coming out naked, but whatever.
Okay.
We're not here to judge. So Colin, would you be interested in going out with Shelly once her ex-boyfriend leaves?
I think I would. I mean, I can understand. I just wish you would have been upfront about that, Shelly. Like, you would have said, like, I mean, I know it's kind of hard when you're dating, but I feel like you could have found a way to say, like, you know, I'm actually sheltering in place with my ex.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine having to shelter in place with your ex. That just sounds horrible.
Well, so this is great.
I'd be down.
Okay, perfect. Well, I like this. You know, you'll have another virtual date, or maybe, you know, this will be all lifted, the safer at home, and then you can actually go and do something. On a scale of 1 to 10, Colin, though, I know you said you couldn't see so well. How weird is it now, though, that you saw Shelly's ex naked? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the creepiest.
I mean, I would say 5. It's not that big of a deal.
Cool.
Because if it were me, honey, I'd be starting to, like, compare my boobies.
I mean, know.
Compare my tushy.
Exactly.
I'd just be comparing myself to her.